Chaz and AJ in the Morning, 99.1 PLR. AJ, you know, you don't have to go to a theater or rent a movie to find a superhero.
No, you do not.
They're walking among us.
Yes, they are.
Every single day.
Right.
We have a guy in the studio now who it wasn't enough to go off and be in the Navy for 20 years to protect the world. Mm-hmm. But now he walks around East Haven protecting everyday citizens.
Nice.
It's Matthew Hall, retired Navy, currently a firefighter paramedic with the East Haven Fire Department.
Wow.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, man. Thank you for
absolutely.
What you do.
Oh, I appreciate it, man.
So
it's my pleasure.
The Navy wasn't enough. Like, let me go and save people in East Haven, too.
That was quite a lead-in, guys. I don't know about the whole hero walking around type of thing. But
First of all, you're way too tall to be on a submarine.
That's what I get all the time.
Yeah. I don't see you, and I'd be like, this is going to be a problem.
I got a lot of lumps in my head.
They called them bumpy.
They did, absolutely. No, when I joined the Navy, I was 6'4", and when I got out of the Navy, I was 6'3".
Wow.
Just from, you know, the crouching down
ducking,
and, you know, ducking all the time.
They actually had a couple of vertebrae removed.
Yeah, that was part of the induct of the Navy. They pulled a couple out there.
Did you have to walk around the sub with a helmet on?
No, but that would have been a really good idea. You know what's funny, though? The short guys used to hit their heads more often because they're not used to ducking.
Right.
You know, I'm used to it. You know, yeah. I'm used to watching out for the stuff coming on my head.
Right.
The short guys would, you know, they'd be going through the hatches and whatnot.
Right.
Clip themselves.
The duck moment. Story from the sub?
Not for myself. I never clocked myself that bad. But there was a couple guys, you know, you see him walking around with, you know, the stitches right across the forehead.
Yeah,
or whatnot.
Right.
But when the periscope broke, they went to him.
Yeah, I just stick my head out, right?
Exactly. Look.
And how high are the doors in a sub?
Well, so you got doors and you got doors on a sub. You got the, you know, doors going from, you know, one room to another, but then you got doors going from watertight compartment to watertight compartment, which are, you know,
the hatches.
Yeah, they're like hatches. Yeah. You know, exactly. They're, maybe 3 feet across, and you got to kind of crouch down and duck and step over, and then, you know, big steel door that swings shut, just in case the bad thing happens.
Gets all springy,
The bad thing.
Yeah.
Hey, I see a leak.
Start saying, I'm sorry if you're in there, but we got to lock this off now.
Yeah, that's kind of the unspoken nastiness. That is, you know, kind of a reality of what would happen if one of these things, you know, started flooding and whatnot. You know, you'd have to shut the guys in there.
You ever spill a glass of water just as a prank? We got to go. No. We got to go top time.
Yeah, we got a problem here.
Right. Yeah, then there was a couple times. A couple leaks here and there,
right.
And then that's not happy to see.
Have you had leaks?
Yeah, it happens. You know, around, you know, the welds get old. You know, some of these boats are getting older. They're getting up there in age, and you know, they'd spring a leak around the, you know, one of the welds up in the ceiling or whatnot, and they'd have to, you know, pull it in for, you know, they go through a whole thing where they'd have to X-ray the whole hull and, you know, check and make sure there's no real cracks anywhere,
but
and then fix it.
Like, if you had that happen on a mission, you're like sitting somewhere and you're supposed to be off the radar.
You know,
and it's like drip, drip.
No, you know, well, we all kept a pack of bubble gum in
right.
our pockets.
Yeah,
you know,
so you
just kind of,
like,
you know, chew it real quick and, you know, shove it up there.
Really?
There you go.
You guys are like NASA in a way, because when we blast people out into space, you're going to have problems and no one can help you. You're going to have to figure it out yourself.
Yeah,
right?
And that's some of the cool stories. You know, you guys were asking me before I came in about the stories. One of the cool stories we had, or one of the cool stories I wanted to talk about was the workout equipment, which is kind of few and far between on a submarine. There's just no space for it to work out.
It's all Nautilus, right? There you go.
Hey, good one. So one of my favorite things to do, you know, working out was we had an elliptical machine. And, you know, it wasn't just my favorite thing. A lot of guys were out there. Anything was pretty much constantly getting used. It was back in the engine room. It was next to one of the main engines. So it was like 98 degrees, you know, full humidity with the steam back there.
Oh, like a sauna.
Exactly. It's like, it's like hot yoga, hot elliptical.
I'm all sweaty. Why? Workout.
So about probably 3/4 of the way through a 6-month deployment, the thing broke. You know, it just went down hard. And everybody's, you know, what are we going to do now? We got an exercycler, you know, and a rowing machine, but, you know, no real good way to work out that, you know, some of us enjoyed.
So you had one elliptical for how many people?
You know, give or take about 120, 130 people.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of guys back there.
Taking turns is a major thing.
Yeah, it is.
Well, if you go back there and somebody's working out, you kind of wait and, you know, you wait your turn. There's no schedule for it.
Or yell, there's a leak.
So it broke down.
So it broke down, and some of the guys rigged up a way, because it all works on resistance. It's electrical resistance is how that thing would get its, the actual mechanical resistance to it. Some of the guys figured out a way to, you know, they kind of hijacked the wiring inside and wired it up to a series of incandescent lights.
Oh.
And so for, you know, you'd switch on, you know, two lights for a low workout, three lights for, you know, a little bit more of a workout, four or five, six, you know, and it was, you know, this big can of lights, which made it even hotter because these incandescent lights are now shining on you when you're working out. So instead of being 98 degrees or 88 degrees, you know, you're up to hundreds.
You need a sub full of MacGyvers,
you
right?
Really yeah. Do, you really do. I mean, because just like you said, with NASA, you know, you're out there. There's no contractors that are going to come down and fix these things for you. There's nobody that's, you know, you can't rely on anybody. So you got to rely on yourself. And, you know, a lot of these guys are true MacGyvers.
Yeah, we have a leak. Okay, the contractor's here.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, pull over the side of the road.
Yeah. Now you got to figure this out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, real quick. And, you know,
so you had a couple leaks, but no big
emergencies. Flooding. Yeah, nothing crazy. You know, we had
have you been on secret missions like you can't talk about?
We don't talk about that.
No. But can you say if you were on a secret
mission? Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, a lot of the stuff we did, almost all the stuff we did was classified.
So there's stuff that you're doing that if the rest of us knew, we'd be like, holy crap, this could go bad, right?
There's stuff that you don't even want to know about.
Yeah.
That we're doing. Yeah, I signed a lot of paperwork when I left the Navy saying I wouldn't talk about stuff, so I'm trying to be real careful here. You know, the Secret Service is probably waiting for me outside just to say something stupid.
Yeah, that black van was there already.
Yeah, don't mind
that. Station van.
You know, a lot of the stuff we did, you know, we call it black ops, or, you know, they call it the silent service for a reason because nobody talks about it. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff we did, you know, it's national security type of missions that we're out there doing that really, it made it worthwhile. It made the time away from family, the time away from home, and kind of a lot of the boredom worthwhile. So it was satisfying for me, and I think a lot of the guys out there too.
Must have been times where you and other subs were sitting outside some country, and you're thinking, "Man, if they knew we were here right now, they would be crapping themselves."
Exactly
right. I mean, you could talk a little bit about the weapons because that stuff runs on the History Channel. Right?
Oh yeah, we can talk about the weapons. I mean, tomahawks and torpedoes.
Yeah, all of that stuff. Like, how far can you hit something, and how accurate can you be? Right, so you're at like 2 miles out, 3 miles out, underwater.
Oh, a lot longer than 2-3 miles out.
Really?
Yeah, these things are long. They got, you know, the tomahawks, or we carried, you know, depending on the boat, you know, there's some boats out there that carry hundreds of tomahawks on them.
Hundreds.
Yeah, they converted the old ballistic missile submarines, which you know carry the nukes.
Right.
They converted those to carry tomahawks. So they could fit, you know, a bunch of tomahawks in each old nuclear missile tube, and they did a bunch of work. They're called SSGNs.
How much damage can one tomahawk do to, like, a building?
Oh, at a level building.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, this building, this big building we're sitting in right now?
Right.
It could take it
gone.
Out.
There's no go word right now, is there? Like,
yeah. He said it! Oh, it's coming!
They gotta wait till I leave.
How
at least,
accurate,
you know?
Are they?
Accurate. Yeah, very accurate from very long range. You know, I was looking it up because I wasn't sure the range on them. You know, I wasn't a weapons guy. I was a navigation guy. And I had to look it up because I was telling a story to one of the guys at work the other day. And I think it's depending on the block of missile, and blocks are like different versions of the tomahawk, anywhere from like 1,800, 1,000 miles to 1,500 miles, these things have a range of.
The best where they put cameras on the heads of those things.
Yeah. Well, they're,
wait,
they're,
give me like a scenario just so my mind can calculate this. So what did you just say, 8,000 miles?
800.
800 okay.
To 1,500.
So how far is 8, that? 000? So that's like from Connecticut to
South Carolina, something like that. Yeah.
Imagine that you're sitting in a sub in Groton and you blow up something in South Carolina.
And I could shoot 800.
You don't even have to make
miles.
A trip. Right? It's like, yeah, we're close enough. See ya.
There's a lot of costs associated with those things. Are $1 million a pop.
Right. Yeah.
You know, give or take. So
not bottle rockets, no.
No,
have you been on
not.
A submarine that's fired one out at a building?
Oops.
Or like at a country?
Now we're getting into that kind of gray area.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Right.
I figured.
Yeah, we're getting to the black man area now.
Gotcha. Yeah. I feel like that's almost a yes, though, because if he didn't, he would just say no.
Right? Exactly right.
Because then it wouldn't be top secret.
Right.
That's ugly. That's kind of a dirty
trick. You hear whistling, Chaz? You hear whistling?
No, he didn't say any of that. We don't even know if he was really on a submarine. Yeah. Matthew Hall, retired Navy, in studio, and we were just doing the math on when he was in the Navy, so he was in during 9/11.
Right.
Right, so...
Yeah.
We're guessing you were busy. I know it's all top secret, whatever, but...
Right.
Well, I was, you know, during 9/11, I was actually stationed up in Newport. I was at the War College at that time. So I wasn't, you know, right at 9/11, I wasn't doing a whole lot, but, you know, base security type
I'm
of
guessing
stuff.
You're watching the television, and you're thinking, we're going to get busy.
Lock and load.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's kind of one of those things where I was actually at work when, you know, because it was what, 8 o'clock in the morning, East Coast time when it happened. And I was in one of the admiral's office, you know, kind of hanging out and talking to him. And at that point, the first plane had hit. And so at that point, you know, everybody's kind of thinking, not really sure
we're
what's going on.
We're all thinking the same thing.
Yeah, commuter plane.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, somebody messed up, whatever. Yeah. And then, you know, that second plane hit. And the admiral looks at me. He's like, Matt, he's like, and his phones all start ringing at the same time. He's like, you're going to have to go. I was like, yeah, I'm out of here. So I went and, you know, did my thing. And we all got spun up and, you know, pretty much everybody was.
Is it like the Batmobile? Right. It's like, all right, everybody, we don't know where we're going yet, but we're all getting in and we're getting out.
There's like the
ocean. Yeah, it was a lot like that. Yeah. Yeah. Sliding right in. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, we all, like I said, I was on shore duty at the time. So we all went and basically for the next week, we were stuck on base doing just base security because, you know, everybody's
you don't know
freaking,
what's happening.
Yeah. We were
everyone's
on top
trying
of the
to figure it out.
M16s. And yeah, it was weird. It was a very strange time. And you guys were there too. I mean, it's the weirdest time I've ever experienced in my life, and just, you know, nobody knew what was happening. And then, you know, going back to a boat after that, you know, that was about a year and a half later, going back to the boat and kind of still in the midst of that, and President Bush, you know, going in and kind of launching the attack towards, you know, Iraq and Afghanistan at that point. And
was
that's
it,
when things really
I think it was
up.
Like, yeah, Afghanistan first, right? Because we knew the Taliban was there. And then weren't we like parked outside of Afghanistan with submarines, like firing tomahawks and just knocking stuff down?
Well, you know, again, gray area.
Right.
No, but I feel like that was known. Like I was talking about this stuff.
Yeah, we definitely had stuff pointed there.
We did the math. Like there was tomahawks coming out of the ocean and hitting huts in Afghanistan. We're like, those are probably ours.
Well, you didn't have to worry about their Navy, that's for sure.
Not a lot of Navy.
We hit that one boat.
Well, that was it. We had a congressman. We had Felix Grucci on, who was a congressman out of New York. And he's like, I had a conversation with the president. He's like, we're sending out these $1 million tomahawks to knock down a 16-cent hut.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, you know? Exactly how it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. We spent a lot of money on that war.
But there had to be a moment for you, like, when you're getting in that giant submarine and you guys are going underwater and you know you're heading out.
Yeah.
You know.
We're heading out to do the work.
Heading out to do the work.
Yeah. It'll cause some stuff.
Yeah. And honestly, I mean, that's the exciting stuff, you know, because you train, you know, and before 9/11, before, you know, that deployment, all my Navy career was just kind of training for this moment type of thing. You know, we had never before that, you know, never been in combat, never been action, you know, never really done anything offensively. You know, it had all been, you know, missions kind of passive missions, we can call it, you know, just kind of going out and, you know, listening and watching and stuff like that. You know, this was the first time we're going out for, you know, kind of offensive stuff. So that was kind of morbidly cool in a way, you know, just kind of.
Now, I know what you mean. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you've trained for this
your
whole life.
Exactly. I've trained for this
for
the past 10 years.
You don't want this to happen, but now that it's happened, we're the people.
Yep.
We're going.
Exactly. It's just like, you know, being a fireman now, waiting for that fire to come in. You know, I don't want anybody's house to burn down, but if it does, I want to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You want to be that person who's helping.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So
you were in navigation?
I was, yeah.
All right. So you always knew where you guys were going, right?
Yeah.
Here's a GPS, basically, yes.
Are there times where the rest of the ship, like, they don't really know where you guys are going? It's like, this is secret until we get to...
Yeah, yes and no. So it's supposed to be. I mean, you know, when we're actually on a mission, your actual position is a top secret, you know, in different levels of classification. Not everybody on the boat has a top secret clearance, but everybody kind of knows where you are. I mean, it's really tough to hide.
You're all on the ship together.
We're all on the ship together.
Right.
You know,
do you have cell phones? You can't really. There's no cell towers.
No, right? He's yelling out. He's yelling out. You're getting warmer. You're getting warmer.
Yeah, no cell. I mean, there's, you know, you're absolutely out of communication. Every once in a while,
completely out of communication with your family.
Every once in a while, if we weren't on mission, we'd be able to get send and receive emails from home or whatnot. But you know, it's like
someone on the ship has a switch that could just say, you guys are not communicating with anyone now, right?
Almost literally a switch that turns everything off. I mean, it's a little more complicated, but it's, they just, you know, you go dark and you're out there and,
so it's not really, so, you know, you walk down through the boat and it's like, The cook goes, "Hey, so we're going to Afghanistan. Right. How'd you hear?"
Right.
God, I mean,
everybody knows.
It's a closed door.
Right. Yeah.
And even if they don't have that, they may not know exactly where we are or exactly how close in we are or exactly what we're doing, but they know generally where we are.
Yeah.
You know, we left port in, you know, Ceuta Bay. We went through the Suez Canal. You know, we stopped in Bahrain. Where do you think we are now? You know, right. And you know, people talk.
And how do they know Hawaii. That? Like when you're on a submarine, it's not like you could look out a window and say, "Hey, that building looks familiar."
Right.
Hey, wait, is that the Titanic? I know where we are.
Wait a minute, we're
lost. Actually, interestingly enough, I was on watch one night, and this was probably 2000, my deployment 2009, and we're transiting east across the Atlantic, going out on deployment, and I'm looking at the chart and whatnot, and I see, you know, a little symbol for a wreck. I'm looking at it, and I kind of, you know, at this point we had electronic navigation. I click on it with the mouse, and it says the Titanic.
Get out!
I was like, no kidding. Yeah.
Get out!
So, of course, I
see the song. Awesome.
It's like, boy, you got to turn around.
I got up on the bow.
Did you see My Heart Will Go On?
Wait, I spread my arms out wide and hug the guy next to me.
Hey, wait, is that Jack on the door?
Yeah, there he is.
You heard the music.
Absolutely.
Did you find the necklace she threw over?
It was exactly 86 years ago.
Really? Hey, is that the diamond necklace?
Go get it.
I found myself narrating all of a sudden.
So we steered the ship to drive right over it. I mean, directly on top of it.
No way.
Yeah, of course we do. I mean, you're not going to go past that and not drive over it.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So were you able to see it? Like, how does that work? Do you have a camera?
Oh, no, that thing's in like, I want to say it's like 15,000 feet of water, and we're definitely not going that deep.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
Right.
Yeah, very cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, very
write
cool.
this down, kids.
Hey, we got to have you back because I have like 1,000
There's
questions.
There's a million more questions.
I asked one, then the rest was just follow up.
Exactly, right.
Matthew Hall, thank you for your service.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank
it's Matt,
you.
By the way, please.
Matt.
Yeah.
Thank you,
I'd be happy to come back anytime.